This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 13 for Wednesday, August 11th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are stronger on Wednesday morning, benefiting from good gains in other edible oils. The November contract rises $11.60 at $889.90 per ton. The January contract is up $11.50 at $875.90 per ton. Chicago soybeans and soy oil are posting significant gains, along with good increases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. In the weekly Manitoba crop report, canola rates 36% good to excellent province-wide as of August 9th. As well, the harvesting of all crops in Manitoba is at 5% complete. The ice canola crush margins are recovering from historic lows, with the November-October and November-December contracts gaining about $9 to $10 per ton. Conditions on the prairies are returning to hot and dry, with temperatures reaching the low 30 degrees Celsius over the weekend. Following that, temperatures are to slip back to normal. After backing away from 80 U.S. cents earlier this morning, the Canadian dollar remains higher. The loonie is at 79.86 compared to Tuesday's close of 79.74. Canadian Michael Spavor has been sentenced to 11 years in prison by a Chinese court on Wednesday. Spavor, along with Michael Kovrig, were detained by Chinese authorities shortly after Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou was arrested by Canadian authorities at the request of the United States. The two Michaels were charged with espionage. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports another private sale of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China. Delivery is to be during the upcoming marketing year. The USDA is set to issue its monthly supply and demand estimates on Thursday. Average trade predictions peg soybean production at 4.38 billion bushels, with corn at 15 billion bushels and total wheat at 1.72 billion bushels. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The November contract gains 11 cents at $13.48 per bushel. September soy oil jumps 1.16 cents at 62.35 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal slips back 70 cents at $3.56.80 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday. The December contract is up 2 cents at $5.55.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with the December contract down 2 cents at $4.57. Wheat futures are lower as well on Wednesday morning. Chicago September loses 2 cents at $7.25. Kansas City September drops a nickel at $7.09. And Minneapolis September is down 6 cents at $9.09. That's a look at the ice futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, August 11th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.